We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
Election day is 9 weeks away, and only time will tell if Republicans gain seats or if it was rigged.
I thought it would be fun to take a look at how Donald Trump spent his summer vacation.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving happened so fast.
On June 3rd, Donald Trump departed Mar-a-Lago for his other golf course / catering hall / crime lair, Trump National Golf Club in New Jersey, where he watched his former aide, Cassidy Hutchison, testify against him. She said, among other things, he physically attacked one of his own Secret Service agents and threw his lunch at the wall, smearing ketchup all over the presidential dining room. On July 14th, Trump lost his beloved ex-wife, Ivana, and buried her at his golf course right near the first hole, which was also his nickname for her.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Trump hosted the Saudi-backed LIV golf tournament, where he flattered his despicable guests by saying he wasn't sure who was responsible for 9/11, but definitely wasn't them. August 8th, we got a look at photographic evidence showing Trump did, in fact, tear up official White House documents and flush them down the official White House toilet.
Summer sun, something's begun, but the summer night.
And that same day, the FBI searched Mar-a-Lago and found an all-you-can-read classified documents bar featuring hundreds of pages of top-secret government intel and a box of framed covers of Time magazine with his face on them, because you can't have security without insecurity. Trump gave a deposition to the New York Attorney General, pleading the Fifth more than 440 times, which is what all not guilty people do.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Did you put up a fight?
This weekend, Trump ended his summer at a rally for the soon-to-be-unemployed Senate hopeful and penis pill pusher, Dr. Oz.
Told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder what she is doing now.
Summer dreams ripped at seams.
But
the summer.
Trump is in serious legal trouble. This tells you all you need to know. Donald Trump versus the United States of America. And he'll probably win again. I've been trying to understand how he could possibly believe he had the right to take all those documents to his house. It's weird that a person who barely reads would even want documents. It's like finding out your dog collects stamps. But Trump keeps claiming he declassified the documents, which, first of all, no, he didn't. But second of all, even if he had, which he didn't, that's even more crazy. That's like finding your wife in bed with another guy. She's like, it's okay, I took my ring off first. It's what it amounts to, right?
The walls started closing in on former President Darth Trader.
The walls are moving!
Don't just stand there, try and brace it with something!
Listen to them. They're dying, R2.
Donald Trump, a rival with unparalleled political instincts, a man with his finger on the pulse of the electorate, a candidate with the foresight and discipline to stay strictly on message and make sure he's connecting with voters over the kitchen table issues they care about, like this.
If you want to see a dead bird cemetery, go under a windmill sometime. It's not a pretty sight.
Okay, but what if I don't want to see a dead bird cemetery? Is that an option? Also, what do you mean dead bird cemetery? Is there such a thing as an alive bird cemetery?
I bury them up to their necks. They never stop chirping.
Trump's windmill obsession has been going on for like a decade now, and it's somehow getting creepier. He used to complain about him being ugly and noisy, and now he's basically the kid from Stand By Me. You guys want to see a dead bird cemetery? I'd hate to get sightseeing advice from Trump. What should we do while we're in New York, Donald?
There's a lot of dead geese by the airport. You should check that out. Remember Sully Sullenberger? He saved that airplane, but he killed a lot of geese. Nobody remembers the dead geese, but I do. I remember once a goose came up to me, big goose, strong goose. Tears in his eyes and running down his bill, beak, I don't know. And he said to me, I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, sir, honk!
A monstrous giant of infamous repute whom I intend to encounter.
It's a windmill.
A giant. A windmill. A giant. Because I not see the four great arms whirling at his back.
Giant?
Exactly.
If I was Donald Trump, and I was also under like 97 different criminal investigations, I too would be trying to draw America's focus to the nation's dead bird cemeteries. I mean, the CFO of his family company just pleaded guilty to tax fraud and promised to cooperate in the investigation of the Trump Organization. The state attorney general is investigating his company for fraud. The Fulton County District Attorney is investigating Trump's threatening phone call to the Georgia Secretary of State to try to overturn the state's election results. There are at least two federal grand juries that we know of investigating the January 6th insurrection and a scheme to submit counterfeit electors to keep Trump in power. And, of course, now, perhaps the most serious of them all, a criminal investigation into Trump apparently just jacking a bunch of closely guarded government secrets from the White House and keeping them in the closet of his gold-plated swamp hotel the way the rest of us hoard old receipts from CVS.
Turns out stashing top-secret government documents in the basement of your country club is, to use some technical jargon, super illegal.
And just as a quick refresher, since the month of August has been, in news terms, about three centuries long, the materials the FBI seized weren't just innocuous government documents. They're reportedly some of the most sensitive documents the government has.
The FBI found 184 classified documents in 15 boxes. That includes 25 documents marked as top secret.
According to the FBI, some of the material was marked with the highest levels of classification that exists. Material that is meant to be held only in secure government facilities, not at a private club where basically anyone can pay for a membership and wander around. Arguably, the agent's most alarming finding that we were able to see in this redacted version was that the boxes contained classified information that came from human intelligence sources, meaning that if the documents were mishandled or leaked or transmitted, they could compromise the identity of American intelligence assets.
The government says it found more than 40 folders with classified markings that were empty.
So Donald Trump gets to steal highly classified material containing some of the government's most closely guarded secrets from the White House. But if I do so much as borrow a stamp from the supply closet. I get a bill for 60 cents from an all-caps email from HR that says, reminder, office supplies are exclusive property, NBC Universal, and cannot be used for personal business.
Since the FBI raided the broom closet where Donald Trump was keeping America's most important national security secrets, we've all been wondering what exactly Trump was hiding there. And over the weekend, we finally got a detailed rundown of what the FBI took away. There were 31 documents labeled confidential, there were 54 labeled secrets, and 18 labeled top secrets. Yeah. And even better than that, agents found those documents intermingled in the same boxes as magazine clippings and clothing. So, I guess Trump has a legal problem and a hoarding problem? Like, what is... It's almost like after the FBI is done with Trump, they need to send in Marie Kondo, you know, just to be like, does this 1987 copy of Playboy spark joy, Donald?
It does. It sparks so much joy, so much joy.
But even more concerning is that the FBI also found dozens of classified folders that were empty. Which obviously raises the question, where are the documents from the folders? Are they in other boxes? Did he lend them to Saudi Arabia? Or maybe it's more innocent, yeah. Maybe Trump just keeps a bunch of folders labeled classified so he can give them to friends with photocopies of his butt inside. I mean, that's a good joke. That's a good joke. You're like, what's in here? It's also possible the intelligence community didn't trust Trump with classified information, so they just gave him empty folders. We don't know. Yeah, it could just be like, sir, these documents are so secret, we made them invisible.
He's just like, incredible, just like all the love letters Melania sends me. I get it, totally get it.
But nobody knows what Trump was doing with these files and folders.
Now, wait a minute.
In Pennsylvania over the weekend, Trump explained to the MAGA faithful that this just isn't just about him stealing documents, this is about them stealing documents too.
It was not just my home that was raided last month. It was the hopes and dreams of every citizen who I've been fighting for since the moment I came down the golden escalator.
That's right. It's about all of our golden escalators.
They rifled through the First Lady's closet drawers and everything else, and even did a deep and ugly search of the room of my 16-year-old son, leaving everything they touched in far different condition than it was when they started.
Poor Barron must have been freaking out. Imagine being a 16-year-old. The FBI goes through your bedroom. Good thing they don't have Playboy anymore. And one fact that is not in dispute is that Donald Trump had highly classified information sitting in a box on the floor of his golf resort. And there's only one way to handle someone who does something like that.
This was not just extreme carelessness with classified material, which is still totally disqualifying. This is calculated, deliberate, premeditated misconduct, followed by a cover-up.
What he did is illegal. It's classified information.
He broke the law. Very simple. I mean, as much as it's going to be broken, this is highly classified. That's the highest stage. It's highly classified information. Many of them were classified, highly classified. You go to jail for that.
And you go to jail for that. And you should have known that. You go to jail for that. Classified information, you should go to jail for that for many, many years.
Give the people what they want already.
So let me see if I'm following this. The FBI found national defense documents that could potentially compromise the identities of American personnel. Documents with some of the highest classification markings that exist in the storage closet of Donald Trump's highly secured fortified compound. Oh, sorry, I read that wrong. In the basement of Donald Trump's Palm Beach wedding venue for dentists and their second wives, where a bunch of spies or tourists or Trump's lumpy adult sons could just wander around and see him. And on top of that, some of the classified folders were empty. Where did the documents that were in those folders go? Has Trump been giving them out as party gifts to club members? When you sit down at your table, does the menu give you a choice of chicken, fish, or nuclear codes?
Hey, guys, welcome to the Trump rally. Get free top secret documents just for coming in. Free top secret documents just for walking into the Trump rally. Yeah, he's giving them out to everybody. No, take them, take them. It's fine. I'll declassify. They're declassified. Declassified. There. Do you need some classified documents?
Yeah. this time, I thought foreign spies had to go to extreme lengths to infiltrate highly secure government buildings. And in reality, it turns out all they need to do is sidle up to Trump at the omelet bar. Hello, my name is John Smith. I would like a Denver omelet.
The Denver omelet is great, but wouldn't you rather have some troop locations?
Since the FBI obtained a search warrant for Mar-a-Lago at the beginning of August, the DOJ has begun building a pretty strong case against the former president, which might be why, as a sort of stalling tactic.
As a delay tactic.
He filed a motion requesting a special master to review the documents seized by federal agents. I gotta say, special master. Actually, sounds kind of kinky.
You will address me as the special master, and you will submit your motion to dismiss no later than 3 p.m. Friday. Now beg for my gavel.
Normally, the purpose of a special master is to go through all the documents and determine which ones are relevant to the case and which might be protected by something like attorney-client privilege. But given the national security implications here, most legal minds assumed a judge wouldn't do anything to hinder the investigation. But yesterday, federal judge Eileen Cannon,
a judge appointed by Trump and handpicked by the right-wing Federalist Society,
granted the former president's request to appoint a special master.
Despite the fact that legal experts across the political spectrum considered the request absurd, various legal experts told the New York Times yesterday that the decision was genuinely unprecedented, deeply problematic, and thin at best, with one even going so far as to claim that to any lawyer with serious federal criminal court experience who is being honest, this ruling is laughingly bad. Well, sure, if you're going to limit it to lawyers with serious federal criminal court experience who are being honest, what about the lawyers that don't fit that category? Did the biased New York Times interview any of them? If you ask me, this ruling makes perfect sense. Almost as much sense as marrying my cousin. It's a wedding and a family reunion. Two birds with one windmill.
The judge set a deadline for both sides in this case, Trump and the DOJ, to propose a list of candidates they want to be special master.
And barred the Justice Department from using the seized materials for any investigative purpose until the work was completed. But that's going to slow everything down, Eileen. The old saying, justice delayed is just what he wants because he just needs time to shred the evidence. Perhaps most bizarrely,
this is how you do it?
That's how you do it again.
Right here. You're good.
Perhaps most bizarrely, Cannon's ruling orders the special master to look out for documents potentially shielded by executive privilege. But he's not the executive anymore. Joe Biden is. So he doesn't have any privilege here. That's like saying to a bad cop, all right, you're fired. Give me your badge and your gun, but you can keep the car because we know you love the siren. And you can keep the gun. Judge Cannon appears to be giving the former president special treatment. As part of her logic here, she writes that as a function of plaintiff's former position as president of the United States, the stigma associated with the subject seizure is in a league of its own. Yes. Forget no one is above the law. This president is in a league of his own.
Yeah, that's right. A judge in Florida has decided to appoint an independent observer to go through all of the documents and determine which ones are off limits to investigators. And that person is called a special master, which I'm not gonna lie, when I first heard it, it sounded pretty cool. It was like, Donald Trump is getting a special master. I was like, he's about to learn Kung Fu? And it was me like, I am your special master, and you, Donald, are my students. Like, great, can you teach me chopsticks?
Hey, look at little Darwin. Look at him go, look at him go.
Oh, baby.
This decision is bonkers. And don't take it from me. Here's a sample of reactions from the actual legal community.
This decision is quite unmoored from practicality.
This is a legally wrong decision.
The judge is basically making this up as she goes along.
It is factually incoherent or factually naive in a number of respects.
The defense is wrong.
Even Trump's own former Attorney General Bill Barr, who you may recall did everything in his power to shield Trump from the Mueller investigation, thought the special master request was nonsense.
Well, I think the whole idea of a special master is a bit of a red herring. The only documents that have been taken, it seems to me, that there's a legitimate concern about keeping away from the government and insulating the government from would be documents relating to his private lawyer communications, him as an individual and his outside lawyers. If there's stuff like that, fine, identify it. There doesn't appear to be much of it. I'm not sure you need a special master to identify it. Any other documents that were seized, like news clippings and other things that were in the boxes containing the classified information, those were seizable under the warrant because they show the conditions under which the classified information was being held. So I think it's a red herring.
Even Bill Barr is calling this special master thing bull****. And he's the guy who preemptively released misleading snippets of the Mueller report to make it look like the report exonerated Trump when the reality was the exact opposite. And that's when you know things are bad, when your own henchmen turn on you.
So why is Judge Cannon going so far out on this very, very stupid legal limb? I don't know. Maybe because she was appointed by the former president and confirmed just days after the presidential election in November of 2020. So she's a brand new judge who was handpicked by the guy doing the crimes to preside over the jurisdiction that includes the place where he was committing the crimes. That's like if the head ref of the Super Bowl was Tom Brady's dad. Pass interference, defense, first down.
But you know, all else aside, I have to say, I'm actually quite impressed by the courage and bravery many Republicans have shown in criticizing Trump for this obviously brazen criminal act. They're finally showing some spine, like Marco Rubio, who had some pretty harsh words for Trump's mishandling of classified information.
Even if it wasn't marked classified, I would know it's classified because there are other indicators in those documents that make it clear. In fact, just by reading the kind of information, you know that it has to be classified. Sometimes it's not just classified because of the information, but because embedded in the information is how it was acquired. You don't want your adversaries to know how you acquire information.
And the risk of that is?
The risk of that is that we're giving opponents of this government or adversaries an insight into our thinking, into our decision-making, and it provides them most certainly an advantage in the national security realm.
Thank you, Senator Rubio, a true profile in courage. Say what you want about the man, but at least he's finally speaking up and taking on Donald Trump's obvious criminality and abuses of power and warning Americans of the risk Trump poses to, what's that? Oh, all those clips were from 2015 and he was talking about Hillary Clinton's emails? Let's hear what Rubio actually had to say about Trump's stolen classified materials. I'm sure he was consistent.
This is really at its core a storage argument that they're making, right? They're arguing there are documents there. They don't deny that he should have access to those documents. What they deny is that they were not properly stored. I don't think a fight over storage of documents is worthy of what they've done.
I'm sorry, you think this is a storage issue? The Justice Department shouldn't have sent the FBI, but rather Marie Kondo?
I need your help sparking joy, Marie. I've got papers everywhere and my mood is foul. Plus, someone keeps knocking over the tombstones in my dead bird cemetery. Would you like to see my dead bird cemetery? What's that, Marie? You don't need to say dead when you say cemetery. Why is that, Marie? Why? Oh, because cemetery implies the birds are dead. Look at that. You're already tidying up my grammar, Marie. I think we're gonna get along just fine.
When it comes down to it, it's very simple. It's a question of whether or not everyone, including Donald Trump, is equal under the law, because if anyone else was caught with those documents in their possession, they'd face consequences immediately. Mar-a-Lago is no place for top secret documents. The only place less secure would be a
dead bird cemetery.
We're learning new details about the FBI's search at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. The Washington Post reports that agents found a document describing a foreign government's nuclear capabilities and military defenses. That's according to people familiar with the matter.
National security and nuclear experts told CBS News if this intelligence was compromised, it does have the potential to damage collection methods, even burn sources. Now, these analysts who do not have firsthand knowledge of the Mar-a-Lago record said intelligence describing a foreign government's military defenses, including its nuclear capabilities, can reveal fragile collection methods, such such as human sources, electronic surveillance, and spy satellite technology. In the intelligence world, this highly classified information is called compartmented intelligence because the distribution is limited access, it's highly restricted, and on a need-to-know basis, such as the president, a limited number of cabinet secretaries, and those directly running an operation.
Nuclear documents was something that the Justice Department was seeking when they searched Mar-a-Lago. And former President Trump, he came out and he tweeted that it was a hoax. And having covered President Biden for 2 years, it was interesting to be reminded that oftentimes Trump repeatedly says things that are just fundamentally not true. And when he comes out against a scoop or against an explosive piece of news, what it actually often means is that it's dead accurate and he just wishes it hadn't become public, which is what the second Washington Post scoop showed, just sort of some of these kind of pretty devastating specifics of what was contained in the classified documents. And again, a thing that jumps out to me that you sort of outlined, Nicole, is not just that he took these documents with him in a way that should have never been allowed to happen, but there were three times when documents went back to their rightful place. The first is when the National Archives got some early on in January. The second time was in June when it became clear that Trump and his team had not turned over all of these documents. And there were pretty high level and serious negotiations. And the fact that this final set of documents was recovered in this third batch during at the FBI having to go into Mar-a-Lago and against the former president's wishes, search the property seems to show, and again, there's a lot we don't know, but this was specifically something that for whatever reason, he was incredibly reluctant to turn over.
The thesaurus, we're running out of words for outrage. We're running out of words for alarm. But it was, look, everything, it was already outrageous and alarming that he took them in the first place. We've now moved up and up and up and up, five alarms, and we've gone past. We are talking about the crown jewels. We are talking about information that could have existential stakes for some countries and terrible damage to our national security. And you feel as if, you know, are you being hyperbolic? No, it's just the more we learn, the more alarming it is, up to past a level we never even conceived of. We now have this overlay. We find that this is after everything. He's forced to disgorge it, or just the search turns it up. That really means, especially from the sort of defensive posture we now have to undertake in assessing the damage, this is something he liked a lot and wanted to have around for 20 months, and who knows what use he wanted to put to it.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.